All right.
Okay, you're ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I call the October 17th, 2017 Financial Committee of the Whole meeting of the Glencoe Park District to order. Lisa, please call the roll and note the time.
All right, there's my little check sheet here. Here it is. Commissioner Bourne? Commissioner Brooks? Commissioner Gaines?
Yes.
Commissioner Underdunk?
Yes.
Chair Ludden is here via phone, right? So hello, there he is. Okay.
Okay. Oh, I guess I'm supposed to make this official.
Yes, you have to do that.
I entertain a motion to permit Commissioner Ludden to attend the Finance Committee meeting of the whole via phone conference.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Done?
Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks? Commissioner Gaines?
Yes.
Commissioner Underdunk?
Yes.
All right.
Okay. I don't see any members from the public.
Nope.
So we're moving right along. Okay. All right. So now we're going to have a discussion on health insurance recommendations for 2018. And Carol's going to lead us down this path.
Yes. The last Finance Committee meeting, we unfortunately, the timing didn't quite result in us being able to talk about it this time because the meeting was the next day. So the Poderma Council, which I am the representative to the Glencoe Park District to Poderma, voted on the coverage structure for Poderma. And basically, because we renewed for another three-year contract with them, so to say, or a part of their agreement to stay in the co-op, really our decision on what we want to do within the Poderma plan is somewhat limited, and we also are looking at, you know, the coverage that most of the agencies, I think, that go with the same thing that we do, where we offer a $500 deductible plan. We offer an HMO, which we had our first person sign up for it this year, and then a high deductible with a health reimbursement account plan option as well. We'd like to continue with those three same options. Poderma last year had a 0% increase in their premiums, which was kind of unheard of. This year is not the case, but it's still pretty good. It's just a little over 4%. With our coverage structure, we had some people that either did not take the coverage because they were covered on another family member's plan, or they had a coverage where maybe we had family coverage before and the new employee was single coverage. We actually, this year, will be well under what we budgeted for health insurance because of those coverage changes. So with the new recommendation, we are proposing to keep it with the same plan, to add a contribution, increase the contribution level to employees with dependent coverage, to kind of keep in line with the 10% of premium costs. And as well as utilize $2,000 of the medical reserve that we have, which we've continued to whittle down, but we've had this money since coverage changes were made years ago. And that will eventually run out, but if we use the contribution increases and the medical reserve amount, we can bring down the net increase to the Park District to about 3.6%. So staff is going to recommend that to the board and is open to any questions that you might have. Again, one thing we are, because of the coverage changes, now it could change again with new employees, but we always kind of put a contingency amount in for coverage changes. We'll probably budget about $75,000 less next year compared to this current budget year.
Commissioners, any comments, questions, concerns?
Jealous. Looks like a great option for our staff and employees. Again, well thought out.
Yeah, again, I think, and I kind of spoke to this back in July, is that there's such a benefit to being a part of a larger group. So we have over 4,000 covered lives versus the 60 that we might have with our small group. And it's such a good resource to be in the Poderma Health Plan. And from everything that I've heard from employees, they're happy with the coverage. So I don't think there's been any complaints as far as the service from Poderma.
Other questions? I had a question. The medical reserve, I didn't really know we had a medical reserve.
Yeah.
And is that planned to go away over a number of years, or how does that
work? Well, we continue to whittle it down to kind of keep our annual increases lower. Mm-hmm. What that medical reserve was initially, when we said to employees who were getting double coverage, back in the day, the old days of, I'm going to have my coverage and then I'm going to be covered on my spouse's plan, is that I think there was an incentive given way back when, nominal, very nominal, to allow them to not have coverage through us or to just take coverage as an employee. You know, they were keeping both family coverages on both spouse plans. So it was really a lot of double coverage for not a whole lot of benefit. And so the monies that were saved by changes in the coverage at that time were put in a pool. I think it started out probably around $30,000. It wasn't a lot of money. But over time, when increases have been a little bit more substantial, we've used some of that medical reserve amount. And so it's continued to go down, and it's $15,000 right now. So if we utilize $2,000, it would go down to $13,000.
Is the long-term plan to do that as well into the future, till it's exhausted?
Or? Yes, it utilizes.
Okay.
And then it's part of the corporate fund balance.
Okay.
But it's committed, so you can't use it for other things.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like a health savings account. In
almost.
A way, for a company.
Kind of, but a district-wide health savings account.
Okay, anything else?
What's EAP?
Employee Assistance Program. So it's the confidential, people can call for legal advice or emotional advice when people are having issues with their children or with elderly parent care.
Finances.
Yeah. It's so people call this 1-800 confidential number, and then the counselors try to work within the plan itself if it needs to go more than 5 or 6 sessions. But
nice.
It's strictly
Good.
Confidential.
Great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pretty minimal cost to the district.
Okay.
Okay.
So there's no action on this at this time?
Nope, at the board meeting. Correct.
Okay. Shall we move on to the audit services agreement? And this is really interesting.
Yeah, so we have had a contract with Lauterbach and Amen. We just finished up our 6th year. So our current contract was for a 3-year with a 2-year option to renew. We pay approximately, I think we paid $11,800 in the current year. Pretty minimal. We have a separate audit fund to track that expenditure. And the village, Dave Clark, the director of finance from the village, called me, and because they also have Lauterbach and Amen, he asked if we would be interested to kind of just see what they could propose together at some type of cost savings or a cost freeze for us if we both approve this type of agreement together. So Jamie from Lauterbach and Amen came up with an agreement for both of us to review. We had our attorneys look at it because they said really by law we can only go to a 3-year contract with a possibility for a 2-year extension, which is just like our contract. And the village would go for the same thing, a 5-year commitment, and both boards would approve separate agreements. But as a result of this, we would basically year 3, 4, and 5 be frozen at the same cost. So it's a minimal savings, but I think it's in the spirit of trying to cooperatively do something again with the village and to save some money. We've been so happy with Lauterbach and Amen. They've come to the finance meetings in June and July, and I think as they've presented, you've kind of got an idea that really is a good fit for us. And you know, they're constantly changing staff on our audit engagement, so and the fact that we've only been with them for 6 years, I think staff is recommending that we would move forward in approving this agreement.
Any questions?
Questions?
Concerns? Josh, you have anything?
No, if you're happy with them.
Yeah, we're very happy with
them. Your recommendation. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Okay, so we're done with the auditor services agreement, and we're down to other business. Is there any other business to be discussed?
Nope.
Okay. I will then entertain a motion to adjourn.
Yes. So moved.
Lisa. Commissioner Borden?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Gaines?
Yes.
Commissioner Underdunk?
Yes.
Chair Ludden?
Yes.
All right. Okay.